Hello, this is Hearing Examiner Ryan Vansel. Who do I have on the phone?
For the appellant, Mike Vandal and Drew Duggan.
Oh, and this is Stephanie DeCapis with the City Attorney's Office.
All right. We're here for a pre-hearing conference to address scheduling and procedural matters for L18-007. We were set for hearing today, but it's my understanding that there's a little more activity than we anticipated on the calendar with just 1 hour, and so we need to schedule more time for that and to address a pre-hearing motion that's been filed. If I could ask you to, for the appellant, first with the appellant, if you could state your name and spell it, that would be helpful.
Sure. It's Mike Vandal. Last name is F like Frank, A-N-D-E-L. And with me is Drew, D-R-E-W, Duggan, D-U-G-G-A-N. And we're both with the law firm Miller Nash, Graham & Dunn.
Thank you. And for the city?
Stephanie DeCapis. DeCapis is D like December, I-K-E-A-K-O-S, with the Seattle City Attorney's Office. Also in the room, I have three people from FAS. I don't know if you need their name.
No, I just need the representatives for the pre-hearing order.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. First, let's look to the pre-hearing motion. I think I only have from appellants the response to the motion to continue. So I want to identify an opportunity. Is that correct, or did you file a response to the summary judgment motion as well?
We filed a response yesterday afternoon.
Yes. Oh, I see. It's not in my file yet, then. All right. Does the city need to file? Does the city anticipate filing a reply or want to?
Your Honor, I would like to. It will be very short, and I can get it filed by tomorrow.
Okay. So we'll just put the reply as due on September 14. Besides setting a hearing date, are there any other matters that we need to address in advance of the hearing, discovery or such?
Well, Your Honor, this is Mike Vandal. We are concerned about this motion putting us schedule behind. We're kind of hoping to have this done by the end of September, because if it isn't done by the end of September, our client loses an opportunity to mitigate its damages if the city's decision isn't reversed. Now, I think that with the briefing, it's possible for a decision to be made without the hearing, but if your conclusion is we need a hearing, I'd really like to try to get that going as soon as we can.
Yeah, we'll get to that. What I'm asking is there anything else we need to do before the hearing, was my question.
No.
Anything from the city?
No.
All right. Let's look to the date for the hearing. The first available date that I have is October 1st. Do the parties have any conflict with October 1st?
The appellant does not.
Just 1 second, Your Honor. Okay, October 1st is
Monday.
City.
Okay. We'll set the hearing for 9 a.m. October 1st. And I understand from appellants that they want me to take a look at the now, did you do a cross motion?
We asked for right. You to rule as a matter of law that the decision should be reversed.
Okay.
So we did cross motion, but we asked for that relief.
All right. Well, I'll just have to take a look at what you filed then and see if I can do that or not based on that. And if it's possible, I certainly would. Otherwise, we have a hearing set for 9 a.m. on Monday, October 1st. Can the parties, starting with the appellant, can you, if we do go to hearing, and tell me how many witnesses you anticipate calling?
Our thought is three. Again, three.
Okay. Yeah, number of exhibits you might, and it doesn't have to be precise, but number of exhibits you may rely on?
I don't think more than 10.
Okay. And how about the city? How many witnesses does the city anticipate that they might call for the hearing?
Two witnesses and about 10 exhibits.
Okay. If we set aside 3 hours for the hearing, is that adequate, or do the parties believe we need more time?
We can do
more. Right now my schedule is open, but I'm just guessing on five witnesses, that may be adequate. These hearings, typically the problem we ran into is typically these hearings are often not represented, and they just come into us as license challenges, and so they can be done in an hour or less. And so that's how we got caught where we were on the calendar. I want to make sure that you have all the time you need. We could set aside the whole day if you need, and I'm happy to do that if there's in an abundance of caution to make sure that this is addressed in that day.
I'd like to hear what Stephanie thinks. I still think three hours is okay. Stephanie, do you?
I think three hours is enough.
Okay. All right. We'll go with that. It's unlikely anything to get scheduled right after that, so if we need more time, we can probably pick it up that day, but I want to make sure we're blocked out on the calendar to make sure that we don't have another continuance. All right. Typically when we do, this is atypical for our license cases, but for hearings that we set with pre-hearing order, we do set a date and time for exchange of witness and exhibit lists and exchange of exhibits. I think we'll just do that here. And instead of staggering it, if I could ask the parties, can we do a simultaneous list of witnesses and exhibits and exchange of exhibits on September 24th?
That works for appellant.
That works for the city.
Okay. All right, so right now what I have is that a city will have a reply due September 14th. The parties will exchange exhibits and will file with the hearing examiner's office witness and exhibit lists on September 24th, noting that exhibits are not filed with the hearing examiner's office in advance. Those are submitted at the hearing, but they are exchanged between the parties on that date. And then we have a date for the hearing set of Monday, October 1st at 9 a.m. Are there... Yes, yeah.
Would you like a pre-hearing brief or
I think
the main issues have been covered in our summary judgment motion and the response, but do you want a pre-hearing brief or...
I would not anticipate the need for it, no. I sometimes ask for post-hearing briefs because then we actually have evidence and fact that can be referenced and I can be guided through the law in relation to the facts. But in advance, I'm pretty clear both of you are going to tell me you think you're going to win. So with the motion, I'm sure that I'll have enough information to be prepared for the hearing.
Okay. And I would just add that I would echo Appellant's comments earlier. I think hopefully your decision on the motion will decide the case, and I think we may not need a hearing. And I understand you have many other cases, but to the extent a decision can be made before the end of September, I would agree that that would be helpful to the parties.
All right. I'll do what I can with that. I am in all-day hearings Monday and Tuesday next week, and then in hearings all day every day for the week of the 24th. So I've got 3 days next week to get to a stack of decisions already due in addition to your motion. And I'll just do what I can with that. If I think what I may do is I certainly will get through the motions as they've been filed, but what I may do to expedite things is notify the parties in advance that I will issue a decision. And maybe we could, if I think I can make a decision based on those, I'll notify you that the hearing will be canceled, and then the written decision could follow later than that.
Okay, that would be helpful. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Is there anything else that we need to address as part of the pre-hearing conference?
Not from Phyllis.
Not from the city.
All right. Thank you all.
Great. Thank you.
Bye.